Amen. Amen. I may be a little bit handicapped this morning carrying around this microphone. I don't know what they now did back there with my mic, but I'm going to work it the best way how God would have me to work it. Amen. So we've been in a series here at Open Door, and I heard Sister Sandra kind of allude to it about changing our culture and making sure that our culture is right. And I believe that God wants a healthy culture in the church. When the culture is right, everything else is right. And so we believe that our culture is shaped by a series of values. There's seven values. We call them the Open Door Way. And we've been teaching on these for the last, I don't know, a couple months. The first one we talked about was that we live to serve. God needs and desires and wants a church that lives and has people who understands that their purpose is to serve. Amen. We live. You don't have to force anyone when you come to church, no matter wherever it is. And I said this before. Remember, when we say we live to serve, we're not necessarily talking about just at church. We're talking about on our jobs. We're talking about everywhere we go. Our purpose is we should be doing something. Amen. You don't come to church to sit. We all live to serve. That was the first value. The second one we looked at was one that Sister Sandra alluded to. It was that we passionately pursue excellence. How many of you have been doing that? That means as you serve, you should be serving with excellence. That means whatever it is that you're doing, you should be doing it with excellence. On your job, whatever you do at your job should be done with excellence. Can I give you a hint? That's for free. If you do excellence on your job, you'll get a promotion. But amens went down. If you do good on your job, your boss is going to notice and you probably will get a promotion. The Bible says that everything that we do while we're serving should be done with excellence. Why? Because everything that we do in the name of Jesus. Do you remember that? The Bible says that everything that we do unto the Lord. So that means everything that we do with and should be done with excellence. That means when you come to praise and worship God, you should give him an excellent praise. It just shouldn't be an okay praise. It should be the very best praise that you can give God. I'm still working on it. I don't have the best rhythm, I've been told, so I have to work with what I got. Y'all don't excuse me when I be up here and I get in my little zone or whatever it is. I'm working with whatever it is that I got. But I refuse to jump up and shout for the Gators, and then when I come in the house of the Lord, I sit all quiet as though I have no shout or praise within me. I'm going to give him the very best that I got. I told Sandra I'm going to give him a dynamic praise with these vocal cords that I got. She said the voice wasn't dynamic, but I say I'm going to give him what I got. Amen. And so we owe God excellence. And so the next value that we're going to talk about here is, if you can go to that, I'm talking to you the Open Door Way. We generously give our time, talent, and treasure. Read this with me. What do we mean by that? We honor God by willingly using our gifts to further his purpose while experiencing the financial freedom to abundantly sow into the work of this ministry. So we talk about part of a healthy culture is we generously give of our three T's: time, treasure, talents. Now, what I'm going to be focusing on today and over the next, I guess, Sunday or so is on our treasure. Look at your name and say your treasure. We should be giving generously of our treasure. So I'm talking about money. I'm talking about moolah. I'm talking about cash. I'm talking about what in the church calls tithes and offerings. Now, listen, I know in church, most of y'all might have zoomed out already when the church start talking about tithes and offerings. How many know here at the church, we don't talk too much about money? So I would have thought somebody would have said amen. I don't pester anybody about money here at the church. But there's one thing that I found out is, and a good pastor friend of mine told me, what I believe I'm talking about now literally can transform your life. See, it has the power to literally transform your life. Some of us are not walking in the blessings that God has for us because you're not being obedient to the word of God. So tithes and offerings many times in the church is a problem. Look at your neighbor and say, it's a problem. It's a problem, so I got to talk about it. Because the truth of the matter is, I read a statistic that says in the normal church congregation, 10 to 25% of the church are tithers. Listen, 10 to 25%, probably closer to 10. If you look straight at me, nobody would know that I'm talking about you. Wait a minute now. Think about this. Listen, that means it's not a problem just here. It's a problem across the country, right? 10 at the top, 25% of the people are carrying the load of the ministry. That means in a congregation like this, only 10 to 25% of y'all giving are tithers. Let me say, I'm going to clarify this, are tithers. Go ahead and look at your neighbor and see if you can identify the 75% that ain't tithing. Look to your left, see if you can see them on that side, the 75% that ain't tithing. Tithing is important, and so I know that the reason why some people aren't doing it is because there's a lot of misunderstanding, and there, people have a lot of attitudes and missed thoughts about it. And so what I'm aiming to do is address those myths that's preventing you from being blessed. Because what I have found, and anybody in here who's hearing me or streaming or whatever, knows if you tithe that God blesses those who tithe. Somehow, supernaturally, God has always blessed. Watch this. And Bishop Davis, my pastor over at Impact, we were talking one day, and we were talking about tithing and the importance of it. And he said, well, do you believe in it? I said, of course I believe in it. I've been doing it since I was 15 years old. And he said, have you seen God bless? I said, man, I've been seeing God bless me all my life. Everywhere I go, I'm blessed, coming in, coming out. And he said, well, if you believe that, then why aren't you teaching your people? I say, well, but I don't want to pester them always about money. I don't like when people always coming at me about money because it always seemed like you're trying to get money from people. He said, no, you're missing it. The principles is blessing the people. If God is blessing you from following his principles, why won't you teach them God's principles? Watch this. So like I said, coming in, you may not like it, right? But if you hear what I'm saying, particularly some of you young ones at a young age, see, that's all I know is the tithe. And I found out when I was praying in my prayer time, God, why aren't as many people tithing, you know, as should be? And God says, well, you know what? When you were growing up, see, this church is very blessed. You know why? Because it has had a solid group of people who have tithed since it began. Right? But what happens is as a church begins to grow and new people begin to come, God says the reason why everybody don't tithe is because you're not teaching them. See, I have to give Pastor Sam some credit. It was that he taught on tithing. Anybody been here a long time? What, you know, he taught on tithing. So as I grew up as a young man, that's all I knew was the tithe. Right? 15 years old, got my first job. I'm going up in there tithing off of my little check. But it's amazing how God can multiply and bless things. But many people sometimes, listen, I'm trying to help you. The reason why you may not be experiencing the blessings of God, not just on your finances, but on all aspects of your life. Because there is a devourer that's out there trying to take everything that God gives to you. Right. So what I'm trying to address is 6 or 7 myths about tithing that you need to understand in order to walk in the blessings that God has. Right. OK, so let me just jump right on in this. The first myth. What is the first myth? Is that whenever I give at church, I'm tithing. Wrong. See, I've talked to many of y'all, and sometimes the perception is when I give at church, when I give that $20 in my pocket, when I give that $50 in my pocket, when I give that $100 in my pocket, when I give that $1,000 in my pocket, that I am a tither, that I am tithing at church. And the bottom line of that, that's not necessarily true. See, let me first explain what I mean, and I'm going to try to break this down in as simplistic terms as I can. What is a tither? The word tithe is the Hebrew word maser. And look at what it reads. If you go to any Bible bookstore or go online and just Google tithe, it'll tell you it means what? A tenth part or 1/10 or 10%, or it means one out of what? You see that? A tithe is one out of every 10. So I got here a bag of beautiful apples. God told me to make it as clear as I possibly can. If I take out this apple, TJ, come help me real quick. Line these up. I think that should be enough. Make yourself useful, young man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hold that chin. What is a tithe of this? Right? The Bible says a tithe, if you have apples, whatever it is, and I'm headed somewhere with this, whatever it is that you have, for every 10 of them, a tithe is one. Right? God says, whatever I give, a tithe is one, or one out of every 10 belongs to me. Okay? I got money. These are $1 bills, so don't think that I'm rich. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Watch this. So that means for every $10 God puts in your hands, what's the tithe? If I have 20 of them, and I did, but for time's sake, I'm going to go ahead. For 20 of them, what's the tithe if you got 20 of them? Are you following me? If God puts $100 in your hands, what's the tithe? Okay. What if I only put 7? Is that a tithe? Oh, somebody say it's an offering. I'm going to get on that too. Because see, there's a lot of error, but I'm going to get on that too. So what if God, if I have 20 and I put 7, is that a tithe? What if I put $9.99? Is that a tithe? You need to go to children's church. So, right? It's not a tithe because a tithe is one out of every 10 or 10%. You follow me? So what many people in the church are doing, you're coming in and putting in $10, $15, whatever it is, and you're calling that a tithe, and it's not a tithe unless it's 10%. Do you understand? You're not tithing unless it's a tenth, one out of every 10. The question you should be asking is a tithe of what? What am I tithing on? So in other words, is the tithe a tenth of whatever it is I have in my pocket? Some of y'all, that's what you think it is. Is it a tenth of whatever it is that I got left in my pocket? If I got 50 cents, is it a tenth of that? If I got whatever it is that what the tenth is on? That's the question, which leads me to the second myth. Go to the second myth. The second myth is that we choose what we offer as tithes. This gets to the question of what should the tithe be? Watch this, and I gotta disquash this because when we start talking about tithing, many people believe that you can determine what the tithe is, and it's already been determined. I meet people, let me just go ahead and just squash some of the myth that, you know, I tithe my talents. Oh, y'all need to go, if you look straight, ain't nobody know we talking about you. I tithe my abilities. Some of y'all may say, I tithe my time. Anybody ever heard that? Okay, I'm headed somewhere. Because, see, here's the thing. Here's the reason why the blessings ain't coming. You may be somewhat blessed, but you're not fully blessed because you're not doing what God says. Right? What is a tithe? What should we be tithing on? What's the scripture there? Proverbs 3:9 says this. Notice what it says. Now, if you were to get the King James, it says, honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase, right? What do we tithe on? God says, honor the Lord. This is in the New King James. Honor the Lord with your what? New King James, the top. Honor the Lord with what? Hang on, I'm headed somewhere because I'm trying to make sure you understand when you talk about a tithe, it has to be certain things. It can't be whatever it is that you want. God says when you tithe, honor the Lord with your what? Possessions and with the first fruits of what? All your, in the New Living Version, and I always encourage you when you read the Bible, buy or go online and read different versions of the same passage. It'll make a lot more sense. If you just read the King James or the New King James, some of the words they use don't make sense, right? So learn to read the Bible in different translations. It'll make more sense. Watch what it says in the New Living Version. It says, honor the Lord with what? Your and with the what else did it say? Now, this is in the New International Version, the NIV. Honor the Lord with your and with the. You see that? So the Bible says what we honor God with, what the tithe is on your possessions, it's on your riches, it's on your wealth, it's on substance. You can't just choose what you tithe on. You have to tithe on substance, possessions, wealth, or riches. Listen, whenever you read in the Bible, you will never find, whenever it's talking about tithing, anything but these things. For example, let me give you a chance. Go to the scripture. Do I have one up there? Deuteronomy 14, 23. We're saying, what is it that God says we're supposed to tithe on? Watch what it says. You shall truly tithe all the what? The increase what? Of your? The grain that your field produces. Go ahead. And you shall eat before the Lord your God in the place where he chooses to make his name abide. Watch what he says. The tithe of what? Your grain and what? And what? And what? Why? That you may learn. Watch this. Whenever you read the Bible about text, go Google it, you will never find tithing of anything else but substance, materials, wealth, or riches. Go to the next one. 2 Chronicles 31, 5 and 6. It says, as soon as the commandment was circulated, the children of Israel brought in abundance what? The first fruits of what? Grain, wine, oil, honey, what? And all the produce of the, and they what? They brought in the what? Now, wait a minute. Somebody going to say, wait a minute. It says they brought in abundantly the tithe of everything. So doesn't that mean that I can tithe on everything? Well, wait a minute. You got to go to the next verse. It says, and the children of Israel and Judah who dwelt in the cities of Judah brought what? The tithe of the oxen, the sheep, the tithe of the holy things. What? And what did they do with them? Do you see that? It says they laid them in heaps or in piles. So that means they took what was holy. That you can't lay something in a heap that's not material possession. Would you agree? Anybody ever laid up your time in a pile? You say, well, it says riches and wealth and positions. Why does it say that? Because you have to remember during this time, their riches and possessions were their herds and their flocks. Right, they didn't have money and currency like at that time, so their wealth and their grain and all these things were their riches. It were their wealth. And what you have to understand about these things here specifically, the tithe is for a specific purpose. That's why you can't tithe your time. I'm headed somewhere. The reason why God says it has to be these things, wealth and riches, is because the tithe fulfills a very specific purpose, and only those things will do it. Watch this. Even in the New Testament, whenever you find tithing, it's always on material things. Head to the next scripture. Luke 18:1-2. Now remember, this is before Jesus died. This is before the New Testament was enacted. But the understanding was, look in Luke 11:18-11, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus within himself, God, I thank you that I am not like Charles Cooper, like other men, extortioners, unjust, or even as this tax collector. Look at what he says. I fast twice a week. I give what? You see that? Tithing is always on material possessions. It's always on material things. It's always on material wealth. Amen. You follow that. So the Bible says, honor the Lord with your substance. But then he also says that you got to honor him with the first fruits. Now, before I move on, let me just make this point, is that when we talk about tithe, remember, your tithe has to be on material things, right? So in other words, you can't tithe your time. And can I be honest with you? Even if you think you are tithing your time, you ain't tithing your time. Do you know why? Because if this is what would be required if you tithing your time, there are 24 hours in a day, 28 days in a month, and the longer months, the requirements get bigger. 672 hours per month, 10% of that is 67 hours a month or 17 hours a week. How many of you tithe in your time? Well, if you tithe them, because remember, a tithe is 10%. Watch, and if you say you tithe, then you tithe in at least 17 hours, and we ain't talking about a job. That's not what we're talking about. He's talking about a tithe. So even then, listen, you're not even tithing your time. Some of us delinquent on that too. It ain't on another time. So God says, your tithe is material. Number two, he says, honor me by tithing with your first fruits. Do you remember that? It says, honor me with your possession and with your first fruits. Do you remember that? He says, with the first fruits. In other words, God says, you honor me when you give your first fruits. The first fruits was when you have a harvest. He's talking about you honor me with the first fruits that come forth from your harvest. Right? When I'm first group of apples coming out, that's where you honor me. You honor me with the first fruits. Watch this. And if you're careful, you'll find the secret to tithing. How many of you want to know what it is? See, some of you in here don't tithe because you say you can't do it. But can I give you the secret to tithing? It's right there in the text. It's something that I've been using all my life. Watch this. The way how you tithe, the way how you can always make sure you do it, watch this, is when you make the tithes the first fruit. Okay, let me back that up. What that means is when you get that paycheck, the first person who gets paid is God. Boy, the amens down went down. Boy, y'all looking at me all straight. I knew it wasn't going to be popular, but I'm not here to preach anything popular to you. I'm trying to help you understand the reason why you can't tithe. The reason why you're not tithing is because you're not honoring God with the first fruits. You know, the government don't wait until after you spend all. The government gets theirs. Watch this. And the problem with so many of us is that when you get that paycheck, God don't come first. He come at the end. Y'all won't be honest. I mean, if you're not tithing, I can tell you what your problem is. Is that you get that paycheck, the government take theirs, and you start thinking of all the other things that you would like to do and that you could do, and you see the shoes and the purse and everything and the nails and everything else. And then you come and say, I can't afford to give 10% to God. It's not that you can't afford to give 10% to God. You're just not following what God says. And God says, you take mine first, and then you will be able to do the rest of those things. See, you know, listen, I know some of y'all not paying attention to anything that I'm saying. And you know why? You know what I've learned is to preach the word of God, and those who catch it will catch it. There is a reason why you broke all the time. You're violating biblical principles. Listen, and the reason why you say you can't do it is not that you can't do it. It's just that you haven't chosen to make God first. God says, honor me. He says, honor the Lord. Show respect to the Lord. What's amazing to me is some of us show more respect to Cox Cable than you do God. Some of us pay more respect to Verizon. What is it? Use something mobile? T-Mobile? And all these other phone plans. You pay that phone bill, and I know that, I got a lot of people on mine, but I know they ain't cheap, $100-something dollars a month. And then you come to God and give $20. You know, Jesus says, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. And everybody talking about how I love God, shouting and singing and jumping and running up and down the aisle, talking about how good God is. But then when it comes time to honor him, I like Coach purse a little better. Somebody say Walmart. I honor the nail salon a little better. I like my Nike shoes. Where Tatiana at? I got to mess with her. Oh, she gone. Okay. I like my Nike shoes and my Jordans and my Gator tickets and everything else. Y'all know that's the truth. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Stop saying you ain't got money, and you know you got money. You just not honoring God with your money. God says, the way it's supposed to work, you honor me with the first fruits. You take mine first. Watch this. I've been doing this since I was 15. See, in our household, I don't even factor in the tithe. It's not even factored in. It's automatically allocated that this much money is automatically going to God, and we live off the rest. Watch this. The problem with some of us is, watch this, the tithe comes in, but you want the luxury car. And so, watch this. You're starting to go into God's money in order to get the luxury car.
Man, let me move on. Let me move on with my points, because y'all not even saying amen no more. Let me go ahead and move on.
Let me move on. He says, so you honor me. He says, honor the Lord with your materials, your substance. He says, honor the Lord with the first fruit. But then he says, honor the Lord with all your increase. You see that? Oh, the amens went down. So that means that your tithe should be progressive. It means that your tithe, and I ain't even talking about the offering yet. I'm going to get on that too. But it means that your tithe should be increasing. It means as God increases your possessions, your wealth, your riches, your tithe should correspondingly match that. Anybody find it crazy that as God gives you more money, it's harder to tithe? You know what I found out when I was working at Publix and I was doing that bag boy thing, you know, and I was making that $110 a week, you know, it wasn't that hard to tithe. You know what I mean? That was $10, you know what I mean? I could do that. But it's amazing how when God starts promoting you and you start making that first $25,000, and it's like, man, ooh, 2005 a year. Ooh, I can do it, God. I'm going to give it to you. And I noticed as I kept working in the corporate world, and the salary went from 25 to 50 to 75 to six figures. God's been good. I told y'all God was good to me when I was working. Watch this. That it became harder and harder. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And you say, God, if you bless me, I promise I'll do what you say I'm going to do. And then when he put that money in your pocket, it's like, oh, shit. I went to God one day and said, God, man, I don't know. That's a lot of money. He said, well, you know, I can always just take you back to the $10 if that works for you. God says, you tithe off of all your increase. You know what the problem is in the church? Listen, people not tithing. Watch this. And I'm going to get to this because I know all the stuff about do you tithe in the New Testament. Believe me, I got my master's. I promise you I'm going to get to that. But I want to spend time on this. See, the problem is when people in the church don't tithe, the church can't do what it need to do. Watch this. I read a stat that said, watch this. It said, in Relevant Magazine, it says, if the church tithe, if everybody in the church tithe, it would generate $165 billion a year. And they went on to talk about what could be done with $165 billion a year. It said $25 billion could relieve global hunger, starvation, death, and preventable diseases in 5 years. Watch this. The church is always praying, and God says, if you just tithe, you could already eliminate it. Amens went down. It said $12 billion could eliminate illiteracy in 5 years. $15 billion could solve the world's water and sanitation issues, specifically at places in the world where 1 billion people live on less than $1 a day. $1 billion could fully fund all overseas mission work. It says $100 to $110 billion would still be left over for additional ministry expansion. Did you hear that? The problem is that the church ain't tithing. Can I ask you a question? What could this church do if everybody tithed? I know Sister Rethia and Dr. Felder would have a lot up over there with youth. Wouldn't it be great to have all the staff that you need when you need to be able to hire somebody, you can just go ahead and hire them? Come on, somebody. Wouldn't it be good to be able to support single family mothers and everybody else in the community if the church was just tithing? Man, I got to go on. I got to move on. Let me move on. So he says, when you tithe on your substance, off of your first fruits, and off of all your increase. Number three, let me get to the third myth here, and that is that tithing is optional. Now, this one may sting a little bit. See, many of us in here, listen to me, if you really nail it down, you feel like the money that you make on your job, when you get your check, when you work your 40 hours a week, that all that money is yours. I mean, that's really why you're spending it. Listen, hear what I'm saying. Whether you want to admit it or not, you feel like all that money that come into your house is yours. Watch this. But the truth of the matter is, listen, the tithe is not yours, it's God's. Watch this. Listen, if you get this, it'll totally change your perception about your money, what you think is your money. Watch this. The tithe, listen, is not your money. Okay, let me show it to you. Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30. Read what it says. It says, and all the tithe of the land, remember, back during their time, their land, their produce, their herds was their wealth. It was how they did it. All the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the or of the is what? Did y'all read that? He says, all the tithe, and again, he clarifies, of land or of the fruit of the tree, of your herds, it is whose? The Lord's. Watch this. And God says, not only is it mine, he says, it's holy unto me. It's special. It's set apart for me. It's mine. Go to the next one. It says, and concerning the tithe of the herd or of the flock, of whatever passes under the rod, the tenth one shall what? Watch this. So remember, watch this, and I'm getting ready to close. What is a tithe? Do you remember what a tithe is? It's a tenth. It's one out of every ten. It's one tenth. We tithe off of our substance, our possessions, our wealth, and all of our increase, right? The tithe is a tenth of all of your wealth, your substance, and your increase. Watch this. Now, who does that tithe belong to? Well, I ain't heard enough. Amen. Who does the tithe belong to? Watch this. So when you understand what that's saying is, it's saying that the first 10%, the first 1 out of 10, the first tenth of all your wealth, all your money coming in, does not belong to you. It belongs to God. See, some of us has taken ownership of something that's not yours. My son, TJ, and I like to go to football games. He thinks he's a world-class athlete like his dad, but he hadn't quite gotten there yet. But God is working with him and helping him in the areas where he's short. So whenever we go to the game, watch this. Whenever we go to the game, he loves to eat. I mean, he got to eat hot dogs, hamburgers, whatever it is that they got. He always hungry. I mean, he got to eat. So I know when we go to the game, I got to take money because as soon as I get in, hey, Dad, what they got to eat? I'm hungry, man. Look what it's going to be. So we go to the game, and when we get in, he asked me for money, and I said, okay, TJ, here's $10. $5 you can use to go buy you whatever it is that you want, but the other $5 is mine. Bring it back to me. How many of you know who owns all $10? Whose money is it? It's all my $10. Now, I told him you can have $5 of it to do whatever it is that you want, but the other $5 belongs to me. Bring me back my money. It's mine. You owe it to me. It's mine. Here's the question. What if he sees something he really likes, and instead of bringing me back five, he brings me back three? Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. What has he done? Wait a minute. Did you hear? Now, wait a minute. Did you hear what you just said? I hope you. What if he brought me back $2? He's what? He's taken from me something that's not his, $3. See, that's what's happening with God. God is saying, I've given you whatever your income is in your house, right? It varies from house to house. God gives some more, some less, whatever the scenario is. And he says, the first 10% of that is mine. Watch this. If you take a portion of God's 10% and go and buy Versace shoes, whatever it is, luxury car, whatever it is, what have you done? I hope you understand what I'm saying. See, God says, the tithe is mine. You think it's yours, but God says, if you take that, you're literally taking what's not yours. Now do you understand what Malachi 3 says? How many of you remember what Malachi says? It says, will a man rob? Yet you have robbed me. God says, some people in here are robbing me. He says, but you say, wherein have I robbed you, God? And he says, in tithes and offerings. See, some of us are robbing God, and you don't even know you're robbing God. Watch this. And then you're wondering why the blessings ain't coming. Anybody like it when they owe you money and won't pay you your money? I don't like it when people owe me money and they don't pay me my money. Watch this. And God says, I got people in church praising and jumping and singing their hands and doing all this stuff, and they owe me money. Watch this. Hang on. Wait a minute. And just so you don't miss it, remember, with God, it's really not about the money. I just want to make sure I make that clear. It's really not about money, right? It's more about the heart, because God already owns everything. Remember, the money that you have, God says, everything in the earth is mine. So it's really never about money with God. God's saying, you're robbing from me. It's different. See, TJ's my son. I'll give him anything that I have, but it's different when you're robbing from me. It's different when you're taking something that's not yours. Watch this. And God says, some of us are taking what's his and using it for somebody else. Let me close with this one. The last one, go to the last one, Mike, is that tithes and offerings are the same. Listen, I saw someone raise a hand. Let me just clarify this, and then I'll pick it up next time. Number one, you need to understand that a tithe is entirely different from an offering. Watch this. And I think many people are confused. See, many people believe that if I come in and I put in $20 or $30 or $50 or whatever it is, that I'm giving an offering. Wrong. Remember, an offering is essentially a gift. Right? Okay, so let me back up, and I'm going to close with this. Remember this. A tithe is a what? Tithe is what? A tenth or 10%. That's what a tithe is. We tithe off of our possessions and everything that we own, right? And the Bible says that the tithe belongs to God, right? So that means the first 10% of everything that God gives to you belongs to God. Watch this. So if God puts into your hands $1,000, the first what belongs to him? Watch this. So if you come in and you put in $40, have you given an offering? Let me tell you why you haven't given an offering. Because you can't give a gift until you at least pay what you owe me. Come on now. Watch this. So watch this about the tithe. See, remember this, that I got the code, but a tithe is an obligation. It's what's owed, right? God says it's mine. Watch this. So when you pay tithe, I'm going to get to this. When you pay tithe, should you expect something extraordinary because you give a tithe? If I borrow $100 from you, and I come and give you your $100, have I done anything extraordinary? I just gave you what was already. See, I'm going to get to this. See, the blessing is really not necessary. It's not just in the tithe. The tithe is about obedience. The real blessing comes in the offering. Watch this. Because, see, the offering is what you give of what belongs to you. I don't know if you got it. See, the tithe doesn't even belong to you. But the tithe is the 10% that belongs to God. The offering has to come out of the 90% that belongs to you. But does any of this make any sense? Watch this. So when you give an offering, when you give a gift, it has to be over and above what you already owe, or you really haven't done anything but give me what's already mine. Oh, I know the amens that went down. Listen, I know this may be heavy. I know this may not be what you thought you were coming to church for, but can I tell you something? If you get it, it will transform your life. When you read Malachi 3, the Bible says, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And let me tell you something. Sometimes the enemy is in your house, and you praying and you throwing oil and you bathing in oil and you speaking in tongues and you walk around your house anointing everything you possibly can, but you still got a door opening in there. And I just want to tell you something. See, remember, with God, it's about obedience. I can tell you from experience, and I know it's hard. When you get your money, everybody's trying to keep up with the Coopers and the Bakers and everybody else. Everybody's trying to keep up with everybody. Listen, but God says, don't try to keep up at everybody at my expense. Because literally, you're robbing from me. And at some point, God gets tired of it. And he starts choking stuff. He starts taking stuff. He starts doing stuff to get us to see what we're doing. Listen, and the blessing is when you will just forsake what you're doing and honor God. I would ask for tithers, but can I just get an amen? For those of us who tithe, has God been a way maker, and does he not provide all of your needs? Listen, that's an encouragement for some of us who may